You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, reminding you to visit our website at WILLAG.org. There you'll find a link to get yourself registered for the Farm Assets Conference. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. It's just $30. Don't wait. Get yourself registered today for the Farm Assets Conference. Find the information and the way to register online at WILLAG.org. Now we're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois, to talk about the weather forecast. Let's, Mark, first begin with the Corn Belt. What can we expect through the end of October?
Across the Corn Belt, there are no signs of any exceptionally wet patterns evolving across the middle sections of the country. There is going to be some late rain shower activity at times. Also thrown in that will be a few thunderstorms, and particularly this week, it'll be in the Western Belt the early part of this week and in the Eastern Belt later on this week. But the fact that the activity is light and scattered overall, that should allow for good harvest progress. And next week, can expect more of the same. And one of the things that we're watching to over time, if that were to result in a wetter than normal pattern across the Midwest, we'd have to see much stronger troughing low pressure across the central U.S. And no sign of that right now. There'll be a few weaker storm systems moving through, but no indication of any strong troughing low pressure. And along with that, the overall lack of any kind of a wet pattern, and probably what's more anomalous coming up is going to be the temperatures. And well, we've seen that already with the warm bias so far this fall, which is a carryover from summer. And over the next couple of weeks, it looks like that theme continues as warmer than normal temperatures will prevail. Not quite as anomalous the next several days. We're forecasting specifically 2 to 4 degrees above normal here in the Midwest. But as we get into that 6 to 10 day time frame, the October 15th through 19th, time frame, that's when temperature anomalies look to be more anomalous and actually getting up to about the 10 to 14 or 15 degrees above normal category. So the ultra warmth looks to persist.
Well, it looks like it'll be a good fall for harvest in the Midwest. It's springtime in South America. They're in the beginnings of their planting season. They've been waiting for rainfall. I think it's begun to come in parts of Brazil. What do you see overall for both Brazil and Argentina?
Well, right now, we're focusing our attention on southern Brazil and adjacent areas of Paraguay and Uruguay. That area had been the driest over the past several weeks. And from a forecast standpoint, it looks like that driest area is on tap to receive widespread significant rainfall. In fact, some of those areas that have received less than 25% of normal rainfall over the past 30 days, rainfall could be over 150% of normal here coming up. So that looks to be extremely timely here and boost soil moisture for upcoming summer crop planting. And again, the main concentration of rains coming up will be in southern Brazil. Argentina has been getting better rainfall lately and more is on the way, so we see no issues at all for Argentina. And then across the center west region of Brazil, that area particularly in Mato Grosso, has been getting rainfall. The next couple of weeks, a bit more light scattered activity, but we think that is very short in duration rather than being long in duration. So bottom line, we have no concerns for Brazil at this time either.
And finally, come back to the United States. It's time to sow hard red winter wheat. What's progress look like to you?
Overall, it's really good across the plains hard red winter wheat belt with overall moisture levels very good. In fact, one of the best starts from a moisture standpoint here in numerous years, and there's more rain on the way for the plains. So bottom line, we're starting off the season in good shape and looks like it's going to stay that way going forward.
Mark Russo, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.